Andrew Stern is operating partner of KG Urban Enterprises, the organization behind the casino effort. He sits at a small table outside Tia Maria's Cafe in downtown New Bedford, savoring last night's victory.
What pleased me most was to see that it was a true citywide show of support, and it came from everywhere. It was a wave, and the confidence and the trust that was shown for KG, I thought, was at a very level of hope.
Stern says he also appreciates the level of community involvement in becoming thoroughly educated about how the process is going to work.
The extent to which people voted and engaged on what we propose and on the facts and merits of it, knowing that it is perfect and it isn't finalized.
New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell says he's particularly happy about the efforts of the city to give voters the information they needed. This included hosting three informational forums around the city and posting the host community agreement with KG Urban on the city's website.
The host community agreement for this project was something that we spent a lot of time thinking about and negotiating. We took a very tough stand, and at the end of the day, we arrived at an agreement that accentuates the benefits of the project and softens the risks.
Of the $12 million annual payments that KG Urban will make to the city of New Bedford under the agreement, $5 million will go to economic development agencies that focus on efforts like port development and historic preservation. The remainder will go into the general fund. 73-year-old Emily Johns lives in Acushnet Heights. She voted for the casino.
I was pleased. I'm hoping for the cleanup of the polluted site and for the walkway along the harbor. I'm tired of seeing the NSTAR site as it is now is a black hole in New Bedford.
But not everyone is happy about the potential problems a New Bedford casino could create. Reverend David Lima is executive minister of the Interchurch Council of Greater New Bedford.
There's going to be people with addictions. We're going to have to help them. There's going to be people that could end up homeless. It's well documented again that casinos end up with more mortgages than some local banks. Families end up losing their mortgages to these people. Foxwoods and Mohegan have had a lend and lien policy. They'll lend you money against your house or your car, and then they end up putting a lien on it and taking it.
KG Urban now moves to the second phase of the application process to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. The commission will eventually choose between New Bedford and Brockton as the final site for the one remaining casino license in the state. 73% of New Bedford voters embrace a casino as part of the city's future, and they hope the commission will be equally enthusiastic.